You can't eat your salad. I can't eat my salad. I went to 7-Eleven. I got a delicious fucking Thai noodle salad.
Why can't you eat it on the street?
Because that's I'm going to eat this.
That's enough.
And that's as far as I'm going to go. Frankly, eating on the podcast is unprofessional. As I crack open my pretzels.
Sometimes I feel like I'm too professional.
I was ready for point counterpoint as soon as he said.
This is good. And Garrett's like, counterpoint is that he's too professional.
It's fucking unprofessional.
Okay, get it. Keep it on Kevin's camera and let's get some whipping back and forth. All right, point counterpoint. Right. Go ahead.
It's fucking unprofessional to eat on the podcast. And I'm eating on the podcast. And I'm in a bad mood because of it. And I'm forced to do this.
Mad at himself.
Because I haven't eaten all day. And I had this schedule planned where I would be able to eat and do the podcast separately, and it got all fucked up.
Counterpoint.
Go ahead.
I hate it when a plan doesn't come together. If I have something scheduled and something gets, you know, like a little chink in my chain, I'm just thrown off my whole game. I can relate, Derek. Now, where I do agree with him that eating on the podcast is unprofessional, I would like to just also point out that sometimes I myself behave a little too professional. So what I like to do for the podcast to keep it light and fun is dial it back a notch. I'll have a Starbucks. I'll have a Kickapoo. You know, I don't mind a pretzel or hummus. Back to you.
The only way I'm getting away with this is because this is like bar food. So it's almost like a communal meal anyways. Except in this case, nobody can share this with me.
True.
It only appears to be communal. And that's really all I want to fucking say. Counterpoint.
When I don't want to share my food, I tend to get things that I know the immediate company will not like. So when I'm coming on the Mega 64 podcast, I like to go with vegetables. I like to go with healthy whole grains.
I like healthy stuff.
Counterpoint.
I like healthy stuff. Theme song.
Broccoli. Brussels sprouts. Cabbage, carrot, celery, corn.
All right, we're going to get into some serious internet shit tonight.
Whoa.
But I am letting Eric try my hummus with pretzels. He's never had hummus or pretzels before.
Nuh-uh. You really never had
hummus? I've never had them independent, so what a great combination. I like it. Okay, thumbs up.
He likes it. Thumbs up.
Wait, I'm confused. You haven't had hummus or you have?
I've never had pretzels.
Hummus is chickpeas, right?
That should clear it up for you.
Yeah, got it right cleared up. Fuck you. All right, welcome to the Mega 64 podcast.
The angry cast, the hungry cast.
Episode 3, is it 356?
316.
311, probably.
Yeah.
Listen, I am just as disappointed as you.
Why?
When you book a guest and they don't come.
It's fucking embarrassing.
It's just much like some say eating on the podcast would be. I'm not saying I disagree with you, but you could, different points of view.
Yeah.
What I told you was true from a certain point of view. Revenge of the Sith.
It leaves a hole.
Yeah.
So leaves us with our dicks in our hands.
Yeah, and so
leaves us with our cocks in our claws. Not,
this is his problem. I think we're gonna have to. I say we go as long as we can tonight, just to cover. No, yeah. Not. I'm not to stick it to anybody, but strictly to cover everything we can, because I don't know if there will be a podcast ever again. I don't know. At this point, I am in nothing. I have nothing but doubt. So we're going to try to cover as many things tonight as possible.
Damn, this could be the last one.
This could be. I don't know. I mean, people aren't showing up.
That's
true.
I don't know what that means.
Maybe next week, another one will show up. So then, then what?
Now, roll call. Kevin is here. Eric is here. And then the three of us. So
That's right. You're tuned in. I am Derek Acosta.
That's
Rocco Bodie, Garrett Hunter.
Yeah.
Let's take care of it.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You said their names. You might as well introduce
us. No, that's true.
Yeah, it's true. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's been an interesting week. We were fresh off the heels of MomoCon. We were at MomoCon in Atlanta.
What are your thoughts on MomoCon now that you've had some time to reflect on it? Be honest.
Yeah, I'm really curious because I feel like I got left out. I didn't get to go.
Oh, that's true.
And I saw some of the social media postings by all my fellow friends here.
That's true.
It looked like a fun time. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts?
Well, let me say there was a restaurant next door to MomoCon called Taco Mac that I was so excited to try out.
Yeah.
We never even got to try out Taco Mac.
Oh. Yeah.
MomoCon had taken over Taco Mac. So in that regard, a little bit disappointing with the Momo, yeah. with the MomoCon activity, yeah. with the amount of MomoCon that was at Taco Mac, a little bit disappointing.
Yeah.
Major issue with MomoCon. With the Taco Mac spillover.
Yeah. We were promised Taco Mac, and we weren't delivered. However, I did have enough hash browns all the way mm-hmm. to where my body was already at max capacity with gravy that I couldn't have
too
Taco
much.
Mac
we too were much able,
anyway.
We
so,
were able
yeah,
to sneak
fine.
Into the local Waffle House,
yeah.
which did have some MomoCon spillage, but yeah. we were able to weasel our way in there.
Yeah.
Avoid the mess.
MomoCon spillage is when MomoCon attendees... take over a business.
Oh,
and,
no.
And you're locked out. You're not able to partake yeah. in that business.
Can I imagine, like, discarded cosplay accoutrements set on chairs where
yeah,
people can't
sit? Yeah,
just
big swords left everywhere.
Swords in the way yeah. of aisles for fire escaping.
A trail of discarded, oversized props.
That's
leading to any...
That's what MomoCon spillage is?
Establishment, yes.
Okay.
That's what MomoCon spillage is. So, plug up the holes next year.
Yeah, MomoCon... 2016, plug up the holes.
MomoCon, honestly, would be a lot better if they locked everybody in the convention.
Yeah.
For 24 hours a day for the entire weekend.
Hey.
Nobody's allowed to get out, dude. And it's like the Thunderdome in there.
In all honesty, the place that it was held was in a hotel, which was connected to the CNN Center, which their studio was in. Mm-hmm. And there was, like, food places and a whole bunch of, you know, additional stuff, businesses, things like that. It kind of was one big hamster habit trail. You really, and someone running MomoCon said to us, it's like, really, you technically never need to go outside during this convention. So that would be interesting.
Wow.
Lock it in.
Make it a
lock-in. Add a little suspense to
Make
it.
Make it a lock-in
Do it
event.
In the winter. Do it during, you know,
yeah.
December when the snow's coming down in Georgia.
5 p.m. on day one, they chain and padlock the doors, and then you're not getting out.
Yeah.
Until Monday morning.
I'd be down. I'd be down with that.
MomoCon would be better that way. So, that's
something to
my
think
review.
About.
That's my review.
Something to think about. Chris Stuckey, if you're watching this,
yeah.
think about it.
It's like Mad Max. It's
like a Momo Max.
Yeah, could Momo Max.
Mad Momo.
Could you survive
Fury Momo.
Momo.
Mad Momo Fury
no,
Momo.
No, Mad Momo Fury Kong.
Boom, baby.
Dude, I'm a cosplay. Yeah. I'm going to cosplay as this guy next year.
Who's that?
Do
Tommy
it.
Pickles?
This is...
Where did that come from? What?
That's the
no,
character's
name.
That's Tommy Pickles. The character for that movie's name is Tommy Pickles.
Yes, this is the world's most renowned Reptar fan. This is
yeah.
Tommy Pickles
He's
on
like,
my shirt. Yeah, case closed.
That's what his mom wouldn't take him to go see Reptar on Ice, and he had to force his way in there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Reptar on
no,
Ice.
No, I mean, if it's going to be like fucking Road Warrior in there, I might as well dress apart.
Fuck yeah.
Next
yeah.
year. I'll see you guys next year, Georgia. I'm sorry I didn't make it.
How
year.
Long Hell until yeah. we get the Taxi Driver Rugrat mashup t-shirt? Okay. Artists, get on that.
Yeah, come on, artists.
Where's
come on. T-Fury, you're slacking.
Come on. Real art idea.
Come on.
Up for grabs.
T-Punch.com.
None of them make sense. It doesn't have to. Just put Tommy Pickles with, like, a mohawk and, like, a...
Come on, yeah. Yeah,
that's it. That's the shirt right
I took a moment to think, like, no, can we make it any better? But I was
no.
like, no.
That's it.
Not possible.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Anyway, so yeah. MomoCon was fun. Thank you, everybody who came. We had a couple of panels, and those went great. And thank you to everybody who came to the signings and stuff like that. It was a lot of fun. We debuted a video there for the first time ever. The people who attended saw something a week wow. ahead of everybody else. But now it's on the internet. Our new video, The World's Greatest Vampire Hunter, starring the man, the myth, the legend, the notorious IGA himself, Iga. Igarashi, as some may call him, but don't you dare say that or else he'll
That's his Christian
whip
name.
You. Yeah.
Don't use that.
He is a Christian.
Well, yeah, he fights vampires.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't do that
he had
unless you were in the...
thing, yeah. Showed it to him. Anyway.
Holy light.
New video came out. New video.
Keep going.
Yeah, came out. No,
let's keep going.
Derek's sitting there watching that happen. Going,
keep it
nope.
going.
Okay.
Keep it going. Uh-huh. Yeah. All vampires are Christians. All vampire
hunters.
All vampire hunters are Christian. Keep it going. Keep it going.
A vampire is the ultimate source of evil. He is the lord of darkness. So if you're going to be in opposition to that...
So if you fight a vampire, you have to be Christian?
Yeah. You Whoa. Have to take the side of...
That,
yeah.
If you, if you're not a Christian and you slay a vampire, you're Blasphemy. Instantly converted.
Blasphemy. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You just go to heaven no yeah. matter what you do. It's almost like a free pass.
You kill nice. A vampire and Jesus gives you the thumbs up. Yeah. He's like, honorary member.
He looks... Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, he gives you the gun sign. Honorary member.
So we know Iga is saved. We've got that covered.
Nice.
He got shot by Jesus.
Well, dude, but different. He's an exception because Symphony of the Night was so good. He was fine.
That right there gets... That's a free yeah. pass right in.
He, yeah. he, as soon as he got to the gates, God was going to go, yo, that game was sick!
That's what God would say.
Come on in. Anyway, we filmed that a while back. A while ago, we went up to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And when we did the, some people at home saw when we did a stream with him when they announced the Kickstarter for Bloodstained, his new game. We were up there for the stream. Well, now it's out. That was the other reason why we were up there. We filmed prior to the stream. We filmed a video with him.
You killed two birds with one stone.
Yes.
Two vampires with one stake.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
So right. that's why we did that. We
two
were
Christians
there.
With one vampire.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
But yeah. So anyway, so we filmed that in the day prior to the announcement and all that stuff. That's why we were there. It was a lot of fun being up there. As maybe I kind of talked about this already, but being there as they were starting the Kickstarter, even when we filmed the video, we filmed it
the day before, the night
before any of it had actually gone online. And there was still a thing in the air of like, you know, are people going to care about this? Are people into this? I don't know. Mm. And it was so fun filming all that stuff with them. And then the next day, seeing them reloading their laptops. Okay, you have $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $1 million. I That's don't know. It was cool. just like heartwarming. It was like,
hey,
oh, wow.
I got a story about this video. We were filming part of this video. We had some trouble filming this video because we were in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And we actually wanted to get some nice shots in a really old, nice-looking place.
Yeah.
Can't say where.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places like that in San Francisco, but we yeah. booked a really prestigious old hotel. And we thought, mm-hmm. we'll do a Mega 64 style. We'll just sneak around. We'll get the shots we need. And Iga rolls with a posse.
Mm.
Which is tough if you want to do guerrilla style filmmaking.
Yeah, yeah, you're not very inconspicuous.
Yeah, so yeah.
We needed like translators.
We needed. We can't. He doesn't speak English, so yeah. we needed multiple people there. And even with it was a reduced crew, but there was still a maybe upwards of 7 to 10 people in our group. So we got caught by security. We got booted out of this old hotel, and so we went down to where they were filming or doing the Kickstarter, and we filmed some of the video in the offices
in their
down
building,
there.
Yeah.
yeah, and you can see that in our video. It was actually like pasted together, a little little bit from here, a little location over here.
Yeah.
So you got some footage in the hotel.
Yeah,
we did. And then we thought, you know what? It's late. It's been a while. They probably forgot we were even there. Let's just go back to the hotel.
Classic. Guerrilla yeah. move.
We already got kicked out, but like true guerrillas, we're going to break back in there, do what we want to do. But we were sabotaged by a saboteur. And I'm going to throw somebody under the bus right now, and they're not even here to defend themselves. Sean, notorious saboteur.
Did he whistle to
notorious
sure?
bail artist?
I gosh. Wish.
Had an issue where he had to leave, and so he was able to help us carry all of our luggage down.
Yeah, we had like giant suitcases full of gear and
yeah,
stuff like that.
And stuff.
Like 100 pounds worth of shit packed into
the Yeah,
these
there was
suitcases.
There was one suitcase that literally was over, I think, 100 pounds. Like
oh,
not,
wow.
not an exaggeration.
Carried it downhill to this thing and then had to go for, you know, a reason, emergency, whatever, his own prerogative, whatever. He wasn't there. The buck yeah. fell on this guy.
Yeah.
And you know, we all carried the load a little
so
bit.
So when we yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm
no,
I'm
you know where I'm going.
Yeah.
We had to walk back uphill like 10 blocks to get to
And
that.
San Francisco uphill, it was like,
oh, yeah.
like the steepest hill.
Yeah, and
I
like
pushing it up.
And I had to stop after 2 blocks, like, guys, I need to take my jacket off. I take my jacket off, and then we keep going. And after like 2 more blocks, like, fuck, I got to take my button-up shirt off. And I'm like stripping away these clothes that are drenched in sweat. We walk into this hotel. I'm literally like dripping.
Yeah.
I have a lot of stories where I'm very sweaty. I'm realizing I have a sweat problem, a curse. Yeah. Wherever I go, I'm excessively sweaty, where I have something important to do and it's causing me to sweat. So we walk past the front desk at this nice hotel, and the guys there are like so...
We walk by the front desk to get to the elevators, and we're carrying so much gear, and we're all drenched in sweat. So anyway.
Yeah, we're dripping. Ego's there coming by, and the guy's just like, hi, can we help you? Do you guys, would you need assistance with anything right now?
They swore, it was like they doubted we were staying there.
They just wanted to, they wanted to like stop us and talk to us and like couldn't deal with that right now. I was so exhausted and sweaty.
We were
like,
staying there. They like, swore we weren't.
No, we're fine. We're okay.
We just, really brushed them off.
We literally, weren't even thinking about it, just shoved all our shit into an elevator, shut the doors and like went up to the floor. 10 minutes later, I swear to God, security is like going down every floor, probably looking for us. I'm sure they got like a report about us. So we're trying to do this gorilla shit again. Guess who comes around the corner, but literally the exact same security guard who busted us earlier.
Fuck.
And he's like, can I get your name, gentlemen? And Rocco, Derek, Rocco, you know, give our last name and stuff. Boop, boop, boop. He's calling it in. You're not registered to be here. It's like, no, we are in terms of this whole issue. So there's that. A little bit of a failure.
Fuck.
You're always hearing stories about how things are going great. We're pulling off all this badass shit. Here's the opposite side of the story. We got shut down.
Oh, it was great, though, because they were like, yeah, you're not staying here. And I was like, yeah, I am.
And then it turns out.
Let's hear your name. All right, Bodhi. Aha! You're not staying here. Yeah, I am. I just looked it up. Bott. Oh. Bot. You are staying here, Mr. Bot.
Yeah.
I just told you how to say my last name. Like, come on.
And now you know I'm a guest and you're still being rude.
So anyway. So the video kind of ended up being a pastiche of so many different locations and places. And so what I was going to say is we got what we could when we were in San Francisco, but then we didn't have anything for the beginning of the video where we both were kind of looking around and like we were hearing strange noises. We had this whole opening and we didn't have anything for it. So when we got back to San Diego, I actually can't say who this is right now, but a complete we were like, where do we film that's like a cool old looking, you know, hotel or building? We don't have anything like that, damn. And I was kind of stressed about it, and then someone we know, a totally different developer, was like, hey, you can film it at our place. Really? Yeah, it was built in like 1800. Oh, okay. And it was awesome. The whole opening is filmed in San Diego in a totally different location, but it was a great, great place to film. It looked awesome.
Yeah.
So we got to do that. But again, that was in another city, in another place.
I especially liked Kevin's role in this new video.
Yeah. Kevin did a really good job.
You're a good Dracula.
Thank you.
Was that fun or was it a pain?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You like getting whipped by Japanese men?
Oh, yeah.
You're into that?
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Did he actually hit you hard at one point?
Yeah.
Really?
I did get whipped a couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
Kevin got whipped a couple times. Confirmed.
Wasn't there a toy whip? Sorry, I can't pick it up. But wasn't there a toy whip that we were thinking about using, but went nah?
Yeah, they said, okay, for Iga to use, we have basically a toy whip that we got if it needs to get serious, if he needs to hit somebody. But then we also have a really good looking, like, regular whip. And it was just like, yeah, use the regular one. Throw the toy away. It was like, oh. Sorry, Kevin.
Should we talk about our paranormal experience?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
Now, we got a good story here now. Now is the time for
a good
story. Do
we have, like, spooky
right
music
now.
Or anything? Oh, God. I wanted to set the tone.
I know. Imagine, okay, Sean, on Tuesday, edit that part out and do, like, a censor over the R word.
Blur that out. Yeah. Blur that part out.
And is this spooky?
Yeah, make it is this spooky.
Because that would be appropriate for this segment.
Maybe.
Is this
scary?
What is so funny, Garrett? Is this creepy? I'm getting creeped out right now because I don't know what's going on. Anyways,
totally
so
creeped.
Yeah.
we were able to film in this very old building in San Diego, which is funny. Yes. While we were in there, there's developers in there, but there's all kinds of different businesses in there.
Yeah.
And there was like this, honestly, kind of weird lawyer.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was a lawyer.
There's this lawyer hanging out, and he's like, hey, what are you guys doing? And we're just like, oh, we're filming. Sorry, we don't want to disturb you.
Yeah, and I thought he was going to shut us down. Yeah. I thought he was like, what is this?
You know. And he's like, what are you filming? And we're like, ah, just some stupid stuff. We want, you know, this place is kind of creepy. We want to find some creepy stuff. He's like, oh, you want creepy stuff, huh? Oh. Come with me.
You got a tour guide.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
Wow.
He took us to a part of the building that was still under construction and took us into the basement to this, like, abandoned restaurant, and like it went off in all these different directions.
Yeah. He thinks you're just guys that walked off the street to film.
He has no idea who we are, and he's showing
but
us.
He was stoked we were filming there.
He's showing us literally every secret entrance to this building, and there are many.
He's backing himself into dark corners with
four regular dudes
oh, yeah. with cases of gear.
Bad stuff could have happened, and we could have filmed it.
Damn, you could have filmed it.
Could have been like a snuff shoot for all he knows.
That would have been.
And so he gives us a story. He's like, these are the basements. Here's this brick wall. This connects to the sewers down here. You do whatever you want. And then he's like, takes it back up. He's like, and he leaves us off with this. And he's like, oh, and I'm sure you've already heard, but the room upstairs is haunted. And we're like, okay. And we have heard some stuff about this.
Yeah, it's a famous thing in San Diego. Yeah, that particular area was haunted.
Somewhere,
what was the deal with that?
Somewhere along the way, there was a young woman who lived in this room, and I don't remember or can confirm if this house was like a house of prostitution or what was going
was.
On there.
At
I think
point.
It may have.
Yeah,
but,
I think it was.
You know, it was just a place where bad stuff was happening, and for whatever reason, in the course of her life, she committed suicide in this particular room.
Yeah,
and nobody occupies that room now because there are numerous unexplained occurrences that happen in there, and everybody basically is afraid to use this room because they all think it's haunted.
So the owner can't rent it. It's just unoccupied?
It's rented, but nobody uses it.
Yeah.
One of the companies there
has
like,
to pay for it.
Rents the room.
They don't pay much.
But they just leave it empty.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And nobody, it's an empty room. And so we were on the floor. We were all messing around, and I want to make sure I get all the details right, because it was the kind of instance where we have heard the stories that this room is haunted, and I think Eric and Sean walk into this room.
Oh, what? Hey.
No, not me. No, no, you didn't walk in. It was Kevin and Sean.
Yes, it was.
All right.
Kevin loves this.
Kevin thrives off
Kevin,
this.
The notorious creep seeker of the group,
damn,
went out to seek some creeps. And ventured into the room, and I'm pretty sure you shut the door behind you, right?
Yeah.
And Sean goes into the room as well, and we don't know what they're doing in there, having a good old time, getting creeped out. Rocco, Eric, and I are outside the door in the hallway. Rocco whips out his cell phone, starts filming a video.
Well, let me just say, I was going to take the big camera over to film it, but I was like, you know, I'm not, here's the thing. I'm open-minded to all things, maybe spiritual or this or that, whatever. But at the same time, I'm not superstitious. So I'm not like, oh, don't make the spirits mad or, you know, or anything like that. You know what I mean? I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
At the same time, we had all the footage from this entire video on our big camera.
Yeah.
And I was taking it over to film in that room, and I was like, I just don't even want to risk that. I just have a feeling. People say creepy shit happens in this room. The last thing I need is to have this big camera and then, like, the memory card freezes or doesn't work or something like that.
A haunted.
Yeah. Like card. Not that I think that will happen. Why even entertain the joke?
Yeah.
I don't even want to do it. So I didn't bring the big camera over. Instead, I turn on my iPhone.
Mm-hmm. And he still has his video.
Yeah.
But let me describe the situation now. There's two rooms to the door. There's two doors to the room. Excuse me. There's a door right here, and then it comes around the corner, and there's another door right here at an L angle. Mm-hmm. And I know Kevin's in the room, and I'm not really paying attention. I don't know where Sean is, and I see somebody peeking through the second door. It has blinds on it, and there's just like a little blind coming down. And I'm like – and then it flips back up. I see it flip, and I tell everybody, guys, I just saw the blind on that door fucking flip. Yeah. I just saw some shit. Somebody's in there.
Yeah.
Is that on the video?
It might be.
I think this might actually be where Rocco pulls out the camera. Oh, yo, we got some weird door shit going on. We got some creepy door shit.
Is that your impersonation of what the video starts to
be? Right.
It's spot fucking on.
Yeah. Just nailed it.
Creepy door shit. What's happening? And so, Kevin is now coming out of the room. I can see Kevin in the room. Sean was in the back room. He's not here, unfortunately. He can't say whether he flipped the blind or not.
Yeah.
But I think it was probably Sean who flipped the blind. He's now coming out of the back room. Rocco is outside the room, pushing his camera straight up into the door. Yo, what's this? And then Rocco just stops. That's weird. I'll let you take it over from here.
Yeah, I had just shoved the phone into that room.
Yeah.
And I literally, and I have the, I'll post the video. It goes to the door.
Where the blind was.
And my iPhone just fucking bricked. It froze. I mean, screen split between frames, just frozen. It just went frozen.
The video ends there.
Yeah, I had to
completely reset
everything.
Did it save that footage where it ends?
Yeah,
right
we
there.
Watched the video a second later.
Yeah,
it is. Hey, door goes right up to the door.
It spazzes out. It gets to that part.
What
the fuck?
Has that ever happened to your iPhone? A video ends itself?
No,
that's never.
I've never been using the camera and it's shut or frozen the phone down.
Like again, I talk about ghost stuff. It's always bordering on jokingly or whatever.
That's just it. I think we all saw that. We're just like, okay, back downstairs.
Yep.
Time to go finish this video. We literally walked away.
Kevin.
That's all that happened?
Even Kevin, he wasn't.
Or anything.
Did that even freak you out a bit?
No.
This guy's got balls of
steel. Bullshit.
This guy, how often is he filming with the iPhone? He doesn't know, you know.
It's true.
The rules and regulations.
You think there's a ghost in your iPhone now?
What if that was what happened?
He took a ghost phone with you?
You know what? A ghost finger hit stop on his iPhone, so the phone has made contact.
When you connected to your home's Wi-Fi, it probably uploaded itself into your whole network.
I bet you there's going to be like Insidious 4 is all about how a ghost keeps calling him, prank calling
him. Through voice over IP. Insidious 4.
Insidious 4, you're going to FaceTime with the ghost.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck that.
That's fucking gross,
Eric,
dude.
That scares me. I'm afraid of dying. And that's why that's why that movie looks so scary.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Ghosts are just creepy.
But if they can kill you.
So that was our experience. I know a lot of you. Yeah, I'm not saying we got haunted. But I'm saying we might have got haunted.
Hey.
I want to go back
there. The truth is out there.
The truth is out there. Ask Fox Mulder how the iPhone stops, okay? He'll tell you. Ghost woman.
Exactly. Anyway.
So that's that.
Yeah, so anyway, check out that video if you haven't already. I'm probably like, you know, the feedback we got on the video was pretty good. I had a great time filming with Iga.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that new game looks awesome. I just want to, for the sake of clarity, nobody paid us to make the video or anything like that. They honestly just invited us to the event where they launched the thing, and someone brought up the idea of filming a video with us to Iga, and he got really excited.
That was cool.
Please, yeah, let's do it.
It wasn't
any kind of paid promotion or commissioned thing. It was just, hey, just so you know, Iga took a day off so he could film with you guys. You want to do that? It was like, yeah, absolutely.
It's mutually beneficial. I'm sure they're stoked because they get the word out about the
Kickstarter. Yeah, exactly.
And then we get to film with another developer.
Yeah, exactly. So it was really, really cool. I'm probably the biggest critic of the video in terms of the content. Again, like, as we were just saying, it kind of got hacked up. Like, we filmed here, but we couldn't do this, so we went here. So it kind of got a little hacked up, and honestly, the video also came at the very tail end. This is nobody's fault, but it came at the very tail end of finishing our stuff with Nintendo, and which is fine. We were done by that point, But my, I feel like my brain was just beyond fried, and I didn't bring my personal best that I could have to the video. Derek had a, Derek came up with the concept for it. We're hunting, you know, a vampire with him, whatever. And I feel like I didn't really contribute much beyond that. I just remember at one point we were sitting before we started, and Sean asked, "Hey, so what are we filming first?" And I didn't even, I couldn't even answer. I was just so, I just feel like I entered the video fried, and so I didn't bring my personal best. So I am critical of the video. That
it was,
do you think that's fair to say?
Yeah, it was a hard video to put together, but we did it. It's done now. It's out there.
That being said, I think it's fun.
That's one of those times.
But I will say that, yeah.
It's rare, but it's one of those times where there's a lot of obstacles in the way.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Opposition to face. Sure. I mean, pretty much, when we get together and film, it goes smooth.
Yeah.
For the most part, you know, we're in and out like a day with most of our public sketches and stuff.
Yeah.
It's rare that stuff does get hung up, but when it does, it definitely like kind of shows you like, oh.
Yeah, I just...
Could you imagine if your crew was fucking four times as big and how many more snafus would happen? Yeah. That's what it's got to be like in Hollywood, man.
Yeah.
Fucking Hollywood big shots.
Fucking
tired
bullshit.
You guys.
You don't need to move to Hollywood.
Yo, if you want to get out of Hollywood, I got the best perfect solution to all your problems.
Yes.
Game Days, November 14th and 15th. Yeah. It's happening. Disneyland in Anaheim, California.
Yes.
Come out. Join us for our fan meetup. This is our sixth annual Game Days. Can you believe we've been doing Game Days for 6 years?
6 years is...
If Game Days was a human being... They'd be 6 years old right now.
Damn, think about that. They'd be talking.
They would not only be they'd be talking, they'd be graduating kindergarten, going into first grade right now.
You think they'd ride bikes?
If they don't ride bikes, they'd be a wuss.
If only the
and Game Days ain't no wuss.
Yeah. Answer.
Yeah. The real authority on what a 5 year old can do is
well, they can.
Out with a 5 year old right now.
You know what they can do?
I don't know.
They can come to Game Days. Buy them an extra ticket.
Actually, no. Don't bring your children to Game Days. I don't want to see them there. This is for cool people only.
Yeah, cool dudes.
Yeah, not your.
Well, girls too. I didn't mean to say just dudes.
Yeah anybody can be a dude.
Anybody.
Yeah, true. Even girl dudes.
Even
yeah.
squids.
As long as you're cool. If you're a Mega 64 fan, you are cool. If you're too young to know what Mega 64 is, sadly, you're not cool.
Oh, sorry. Damn. Sorry, loser.
Sorry, dumbass.
But anyway, come to Game Days in Anaheim, November 14th, 15th. We are going to have more info soon on tickets and the hotel that we're doing stuff at and whatever. We're going to have all that stuff. So, yeah, just stay tuned, and hopefully you can join us.
Yeah, stay tuned. In addition to that, we have another event coming up.
Yes.
Anime Expo.
Yeah, the info for Anime Expo just got announced, finally, the final stuff. I didn't know anything about our panel.
Wow.
No one talked to me about it, and then suddenly they were, hey, official anime schedule, Anime Expo schedule is out. It was like, oh, is it? So I'm just finding this out, too. Our panel is on the most patriotic day of the year, the 4th of July, at 3:15 in LP2, I think, is the room. But anyway, yeah, we will be doing a panel at Anime Expo. It's one of my favorite panels of the year.
Fourth of July.
Absolutely, come down. I'm going to see.
Gesundheit.
Sorry, that was right in the middle of an announcement. That was
fuck, dude, you got MERS.
See, but that's what I'm talking about when it's we're so professional, we need to fucking pull it back sometimes.
I think that was God's way of making it happen.
Evening it out, yeah.
MERS outbreak confirmed.
But anyway... Yeah, so Anime Expo will be there, and then we have a I don't have the booth number right now, but we will have a booth there.
Clearly no one's been paying attention to the news.
We will have
Hell
a booth
yeah.
there.
No, MERS is, you're right, I haven't been paying attention to the news.
I haven't at all, no.
What is MERS?
Who knows what MERS is?
Is it like frankincense and MERS?
MERS is the that? Middle Eastern cousin of SARS. You remember SARS from 2003?
I do remember SARS.
SARS. I believe it was South Asian Respiratory Syndrome.
Yes.
MERS, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome.
Is this like avian flu as well?
Well, that's a bird flu. But yeah, it's a disease
in that affects your respiratory system.
Right. So I just made a MERS joke, and then I educated on everybody what MERS is.
Thank you.
That's what you get. Tune into the podcast.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Number one education.
You, and you'll get MERS at Anime Expo. We'll be there providing it. Check it out. Hey, I want to say real fast.
We're just classy dudes all around.
Classy dudes all around. I want to say real fast. We're going to do that event. We will be at... After that, we will be at SGC. We're not going to talk about that because of a legal situation. We're just going to move on. San Diego Comic-Con after that. No, I'm sorry. Those are in reverse.
Switch them.
I don't fuck. They fucked it all up.
Yo, Google search good cons. We're going to be at all of them.
Yeah.
Both of them.
We'll be
San Diego Comic-Con, we're going to be there. And RTX, it's looking like we're going to be there, but we'll see. Hell yeah. Anyway, this week I wanted to tell everybody we are brought to you by our sponsors at Kickapoo Joy Juice. Thank you, Kickapoo, for this wonderful fluid. Check out that wonderful soda-like drink. You could get it at drinkkickapoo.com.
Soda-like.
Or get it on...
It's pop-like if you're from the South.
Exactly. Or get it on Amazon. Follow at drinkkickapoo on Twitter. They will give you updates all day long. You could tweet at them 24/7, and they have to respond to you. They legally have to respond.
I do see them. They're very active on Twitter.
They're very active.
Yeah.
So you can get Kickapoo, drink it, up, slurp it.
Fuck Coke, okay?
Yes. Fuck Coke. #FuckCoke.
Yeah, get off that stuff. It'll
Coke
ruin
was
your life.
So last century.
Yeah.
What? They say your grandma's drink. That would be Coke.
#FuckCoke.
#FuckCoke. #Grandma died with Coke.
#Grandma died with Coke.
Or alternatively, #Coke died with grandma.
You decide which way it goes.
You decide. We're going to see which hashtag gets more popular. It's like a hashtag race.
So yeah, drink Kickapoo and be wise. Also, thank you to our sponsor, LootCrate.com. Go to LootCrate.com/Mega64 and subscribe. You're going to get a discount on a box of amazing items every month. What's this week's or this month? What's next month's gonna be? Predictions. I got a prediction. MERS.
Whoa.
The MERS and avian flu.
MERS.
It's gonna be a dead bird.
I got a prediction. Sooner or later, Loot Crate is just gonna be filled with drugs. LSD, PCP.
Yeah. Well, next month is the DMT box.
DMT, THC, it's going to be the letters box.
MP3.
MMO, RPG.
Yeah, they're going to have a couple digital drugs in there and some analog drugs.
Dude, Leviticus Green.
They're going to have Leviticus Green. It's going to be called the Mega...
Dude, FedEx drivers are going to start snatching these off porches if you don't sign for
That's right. Fucking the DEA is going to be subscribing to Loot Crate pretty soon, snatching up all the crates.
Yeah.
So get them while you still can.
Get it while you can.
Silk Road was just shut down. Loot Crate is basically the new Silk Road.
The replacement for Silk Road.
Yeah. And you can pay with Bitcoin.
Yeah. And they'll be fine. They're not going to... There was... Just like Silk Road, no consequences.
Nope.
So
sign up using the promo code Mega64.
Anyway, this week also we put out on... If you want to support us directly, go to shop.mega64.com and pick something up. We just put back in stock tonight. You can get it now. We still have some. The Metal 64 shirt. Our most metal shirt thus far. Is now available. It's sold out before. We just brought it back on Friday. It is still available right now. We also brought back the classic neon shirt. That's a classic. We brought it back a few times. People love the neon shirt. And there's a discount on the bio shirt. If you never got that, there's a discount on that. Go ahead and pick that up. Pick up anything in our online store. It does support us. It helps us. We can keep making this show. We can keep bringing you the class that you come to expect from the Mega 64 legacy.
If you don't want to do that, go to smosh.com.
Check out the movie.
Smosh shop. Yeah, get a Smosh shirt.
Yeah, Smosh the movie. Just have you seen the poster?
Is it out?
It really is. And in the poster, guess what they did?
What?
It's them doing a high five, and it like blew up the Hollywood sign so that it just says LOL. So check that out. Smosh the movie.
I'm only on their gaming channel.
I only do Smosh
games.
Hey, so in light of that information. Definitely go buy yourself a Smosh shirt.
Yeah, do that.
Upload a video of yourself burning the shirt or wiping your shitty ass on it.
No. That's rude. No.
Upload a shitty ass.
Love it.
Don't wipe your clean ass on it.
Love it like you should.
Worth it. And tag us in the video. Upload it to Facebook.
Already tweet it.
Yeah, and we'll rebook it.
The Smosh guys, listen, the Smosh guys did feature us once. On their website, they posted our... This is real. Our limbo video.
Really?
They posted, wow, Limbo in real life. This is really cool. So I got no beef with Smosh.
No beef with Smosh.
They supported us when no one would.
Okay. I just want to go after the competition. All right. In light of this new information, go to smosh.shop.com, buy a Smosh shirt, burn it or shit it, tag us in the video, upload it, go back to the store, a second Smosh shirt, and wear it.
Yeah, and keep it. Enjoy it.
That way it's best of both worlds.
Yeah, exactly. Love it like you should.
Love it or hate it. We all win.
Love it or hate it, it's still an obsession. If you love me, then thank you. If you don't love me, fuck you. That's Lady Sovereign this week. That'll be the theme song, probably.
Wow.
Sean, go ahead and play that theme song, but maybe loop it a few times because I know you love the song.
I want to see at least 4 loops of Lady Sovereign's
tune. And yeah, we want at least the chorus. Let's get that at least 4, 5, 6 times.
Get it in.
Anyway.
Anyways, buy a third Smosh shirt.
Yeah.
Mail it to Lady Sovereign. Yeah. I want to see Lady Sovereign wearing the Smosh shirt.
Now, fuck the temporary secretary. That whole thing's
over.
Get Lady Sovereign in a Smosh shirt. Lady Smosherin.
The new operation for the internet soldiers.
Yes, get Lady Sovereign
in a Smosh t-shirt. This is what I want to see happen.
I want to see it.
Yeah. Fuck, we want to see her do that song.
Fuck yeah.
Love me or hate me, it's still an obsession. Well, shout out to Smosh.
That's on the Smosh Music Channel.
If we could turn up the heat on Paul McCartney and get him to play Temporary Secretary,
we could get,
there's nothing we can't do.
Exactly.
And so, I believe we can get Lady Sovereign all smoshed up.
Yeah, we're going to get her in a Smosh shirt before too long. So get ready for that. Sean, go ahead and loop the song one more time now that we're done talking about it.
And we're out. We're back.
Okay, we're back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. That was a little music video. Anyway, let's not waste any more time. I think we need to talk about, get something important out of the way and deal with it immediately. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Will.i.am, idiot, he is.
Dumb.
There's like Lambo doors on some
car. Dumb. All right, here it is. This is an important interview. Note the title.
Everything that we try to do synthetically or technologically, naturally. It's there already. Genius. Just like Wright Brothers borrowed from the bird to fly.
They borrowed from the bird.
Or helicopters are different versions of dragonflies.
Yeah. Creativity feels like
the world slows down and fast forwards at the same time.
So drugs feels like.
Sounds like puzzle. Like, what are you talking about? I don't get it. That's because you're not creative.
So, in case you missed that, if you don't know what he's talking about, that's because you're not creative.
Oh no!
Yeah, he just dropped the bomb on you.
That's a bummer.
If you don't know what he was talking about, you're not creative.
I think it's time for Will.i.am. I need a sequel to his smash follow-up hit. It's time he releases I Got Retarded. It happened.
Some people might not. Let me just give a little backstory. In case people had forgotten, Will.i.am did a hit song called Let's Get Retarded. It was not Let's Get It Started when it came out.
And if you don't understand that that's creative,
yeah,
you're not creative yourself.
You're not creative.
If you're offended, check your creativity.
I would like to point out someone. I want to say someone in the chat or some, maybe it was someone on our subreddit or someone. It made me laugh, this response. He says that creativity feels like, because he knows how it feels.
He does.
The world is slowing down in fast motion. Like it's slow.
Slowing down, fast forward.
Fast and slow at the same time.
And so someone responded with a great comment. That's regular motion. That's just regular.
Well. Yeah, it's a negative. That's regular and a positive
speed.
Make it.
Yeah, that's regular speed. That's not different than anything. But anyway,
so he's moving at regular.
I just want to point out again the beginning of the clip, the title of the show.
Can we see the title of the show one more time?
The title of the show. We don't need to play anything else.
Look at that. American genius.
Okay.
Will.i.am.
I just want to make sure no one missed the title. American.
The thing about being creative.
Ooh.
Is the fact that you move your arms when you talk. the more distracting it is. Maybe that nobody understands that your ideas don't make no sense.
He's a genius. And he's probably conducting an orchestra at the same time.
You know what? In
see?
His head, yeah, he's like Mozart.
He's writing music he's like while he's giving the interview.
Out of the air. It's cool. That video clip was eh, okay. His appearance on E.T. Entertainment Tonight when he redid the soundtrack.
Yeah.
He redid the theme song.
That was dope.
That was real creativity.
That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that was dope.
Yeah, that was real genius. So genius, in fact, that they no longer use that theme. Yeah, they retired it after
A
few months.
Let's get retired.
let's get restarted.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So anyway, do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Me and Kevin don't. We're not creative.
You guys aren't creative. No, that sucks. I'm really sorry.
They can't get it.
Anyway, that's one segment out of the way, but there's an equally important issue going on. Listen, this is something we bring up every week. Unfortunately, this is an important thing we can't avoid every week.
Oh, man. No.
And let me just say this. I don't even intend to bring this up every week. Something comes out about this every week, in which I am forced to bring it up. So, I've gone ahead and sanctioned this as a regular segment. Ladies and gentlemen,
official sanction.
We're being sanctioned.
Officially sanctioned.
The sanctions have been laid down.
We've been sanctioned.
This is like the World War III of the internet.
It really is.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Joker update.
Those tattoos aren't going to be there. All right.
Okay.
First of all, I just want to say that was a fucked up picture. Whoever put the tattooed Joker there.
Oh, whoops.
That's unconfirmed. That might be a joke.
That's concept art, right?
Anyways.
Yeah.
It's not real.
It was just a tribute.
Yeah.
So anyways. I don't know why we played a tribute. Sean must have edited that.
I don't want to step all over the segment.
Sure.
Have you seen the pictures of Harley with Rotten tattooed on her face and like a little teardrop?
Yep.
The tattoos are real and other people are getting them.
Yep.
Oh, no.
It's bullshit.
Is Superman gonna have any tattoos? What if he gets like a? What if he gets like, you know how people get the S on their chest? What if he just goes with the S on his chest? What bare chested Superman?
What if Batman?
That'd be cool.
What if Batman got like a mustache tattooed on his finger? So when he's looking at Harley Quinn crying a teardrop and the Joker crying a teardrop, he could just be like, "I don't care."
Yeah.
Mustache. Well,
but he'd use the good boy. He'd be like, I don't care. But it'd be funny. Yeah. God, this movie's going to be so fucking good.
It's going to be.
Anyways, well, what's the update?
This update is twofold.
Uh-oh.
This cinemablend.com is reporting this headline. Ready?
No, I'm not ready.
Jared Leto's Joker is so intense and scary, it's causing problems on the set.
Oh, fuck, dude.
No, why are you laughing? This is serious.
The Joker just struck again. Dude, he got hit with the fucking laughing gas.
It's oh my god. Fuck you, Garrett.
Fuck you.
This is serious.
Fuck you, fucker. I get it, okay? This guy gets it. He's probably using the Joker voice.
He is. He has to be.
And it's so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's like fucking freaking everybody out.
When this is edited on Tuesday, you'll see the headline and the picture on the page, but on the screen. So, actors are having difficulty because he's so in-depth in the character and going crazy that they said people are afraid to bring things up to him at all.
Oh, shit!
He's using the Meisner technique.
Look, I'm literally getting goosebumps just thinking about it. Can you see that?
God.
I'm fucking freaking out here.
So
I'm imagining Jared Leto's on the set and it's like the intern brought in a bunch of fucking Starbucks and you don't know what he ordered. But you can't ask him. You can't even fucking ask him.
You know what you're going to get.
Just throw it away.
Because he might just flip out. And you might get a fucking flip out video or something.
What if
do they think he's going to kill them?
Oh, my
God. What do they think is
I don't know, Eric. I don't even want to find out.
Oh, fuck. He might. Eric, he might make them laugh to death.
Oh, no.
I'm scared about this.
How bad could it be? I mean, we've heard the Joker voice.
Fucking bad.
But if someone were to like try to hand him the wrong cup, do you think he would?
Yeah.
He'll kill them.
The wrong. I shouldn't even.
Don't.
I shouldn't even.
I wanted
Sorry.
To.
Fuck me. Fuck me.
He'd say something. Hey, warning! I'm about to use the voice.
Okay.
He'd say something.
Here you go, sir.
I ordered it with fucking sweet and low. That has fucking Splenda in it. I can taste the difference. You fuck. It'd be something like that.
Is it over?
It'd be something like that.
Yeah,
but
bro,
then,
it's over.
Oh, wait, no, it's not over. Oh, no. I'm gonna fucking kill you. Oh.
Okay. Now it's over, right?
Can you even imagine?
I can't. I don't want to
imagine the hellstorm going on that movie set right now. It's like the devil himself opened up the gates of Hades and unleashed it onto the fucking Suicide Squad set.
I just think it's over. Humanity. Well, okay, so then the second part to this is...
Oh, fuck, there's a second part.
No! Oh, no! Real quick,
there's
hold on.
More!
No, this is emotional. That's the worst of it. That's the worst
fucking
of it.
Fucking emotional roller coaster.
This is just a quick stat. MovieWeb.com posted, Leto's Joker beats Ledger.
Okay, but what if Jared Leto, as the Joker, planted that, and it's like a Joker...
Oh,
it's like a Joker prank! Tribute. It's like a Joker job. It's like the Joker did it. It's the Joker pulled another job.
Oh my god.
It's a joke. That's a Joker job.
This is terrible.
Are you guys excited about Comic Con and all the stuff for Suicide Squad that's going to be there? I am.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Well, I hope they keep it under control because people may die.
If I hear people on the show floor using their Joker voices, I'm gonna get too scared to work.
I just wanted to say though, MovieWeb.com posted that. I did not care to read the article or anything like that, and nor should you, but the headline is Leto's Joker beats Ledger. So that's enough for me to be terrified. So anyway,
have they seen
Leto's
the movie
Joker
yet?
Does
they must I think the movie must be done,
Leto's
right?
They Joker must have seen the movie there.
Yeah. Well, if you look at all the Twitter at the fucking videos that leaked from the set, you could watch the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, it's all out. Anyway, thank you. That was it.
Ledger sucked. Okay, and Ledger
get over it. He died.
Ledger left Joker on the set, and Jared Joker Leto takes it with him everywhere he goes.
Jared Leto does take it.
The Joker never leaves Leto. He's a part of him.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
Yeah. That's fucking. That alone puts him. Over
Dude.
The top.
Yeah. Sorry, dead.
What the fuck are you laughing
dead
at?
Dead moron, you lose.
Just role playing the coffee incident freaks me the
Joker
fuck out.
Never leaves Leto.
He doesn't.
Well, he doesn't.
There's a piece of him.
Fucking Ledger bailed as soon as. Oh, this role sucks.
That's how exactly. It's so scary Loser. That it makes you mumble and tumble over your words, man.
Yeah.
I'm frightened of the Joker.
Anyway. You know, every time we bring up the Joker stuff, every week that we'll bring it up, I inevitably get about 5 emails that are like, I'm so fucking tired of this.
Yeah.
I'm so, and I think it's people who are really looking forward to it or something, but every email I get of that in that regard,
I
do it 10 more times.
Maybe it's people who are legitimately tired of it.
Yeah.
My
favorite
thing,
but the fact
thing,
that they're emailing
could be,
us
could
about
be.
It, we just got to keep it going.
Yeah, exactly.
My favorite thing is that he's a nightmare on the set. No. Not because of taking girls and doing drugs in his trailer and not showing up or remembering his lines.
He's too fucking intense.
He's pretending to be the Joker so hard, it's scaring interns.
He's not like smoking crack.
Not even interns
or anything.
Will Smith
he's just
was
playing
to,
as the Joker.
He's doing his job and he's the worst problem.
Will Smith had a scene to do. But he fucking pissed his pants and had to go change costumes.
Dude,
it's causing problems on the set. It's too intense.
If you hear of, someone's a nightmare on the set, I feel like it's no one wants to work with, some celebrity that's known
for... Yeah, they got drug problems and then they can't show up to the work on time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's doing such a good job.
He's doing what they hired him to do, but he's a nightmare.
The Joker's there. He's scaring him.
That Joker.
Anyway, there's your update for the week. Anyway, moving on from that, we haven't talked about video game stuff at all. I think we should. This is the number one video game stream in history, so we want to get to it.
Number one.
Make sure we jump on it. Oh, shit. Wait, did I play anything? Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if I did. I don't remember.
I've been playing Splatoon.
Did you?
Did you guys talk about Splatoon on...
We did at MomoCon.
At MomoCon?
Yeah. I talked a little bit about
it. Dude, I've been playing... I play a lot with Josh Grilley.
Oh, yeah.
And he's fucking good.
Oh, yeah.
I played some this weekend with him and Cody, and it's hard to get into the... There's no, matchmaking.
Yeah.
So it's, I want to play with my friends, and there's the ability to add or join your friends' games. But you can't choose to be on the same team.
Yeah.
It's all mixed up.
Yeah.
That's kind of a
so
bar.
They've got some work to do.
It's fun now. It'll continue being fun. And what someone described it, Cody actually described it to me as Nintendo's Animal Crossing shooter. They want you to come in for 5 minutes a day, do your fucking shit, and then see what new gear you can buy, and then get out.
Yeah.
Because it's all about customizing. They're going to keep releasing new guns and new clothes and new shoes and stuff, apparently.
Yeah.
It's fun. I do really enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was saying, what I said on the MomoCon, or the last podcast, was that I really enjoyed it. I honestly don't mind the lack of modes so much. I mean, yeah, sure, more would be good. But I would probably just stick to the same couple anyway.
Yeah.
For me, the big flaw is the lack of stages. The stages I...
Two at a time, they rotate.
I get tired of.
It's weird.
Really quickly. But they said, you know, more is coming. Well, that's great. I wrestle with, would it have been good to have that out right at the beginning, but they want to eke things out, kind of, so people keep playing it, you know, so I don't know.
It does seem like there's this trend of games coming out with limited, like Destiny was this, and I think I think it lost a lot of
Destiny, woefully so, like, that was...
But you put out the game, and then it's like, well, we're going to keep adding to it, and it's like, well, the people who've, excuse me, sat down and bought this, want to play through it, they're going to get done with what you have available at launch in a weekend, and then they're going to shelve it.
But what I will say is, at least with Nintendo, these are free things coming out.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I do think that's kind of cool. Oh, let me check back in. Wow, a new level. Okay, whatever. Versus Destiny, I feel like I played that for a while, and then it was like a week later, so here's the rest of this thing for $25. I don't
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I'm at a standstill here. I
checked back in with Destiny this week,
and
there was a lot of new stuff that was around the hub and, like, other kind of mission stuff that I
guess it was just
before.
Intimidating initially, but I'm sure, you know, whatever.
The thing with Splatoon, though, is, like, there's one game mode. There's paint versus paint as much as you can. There's no... I want, like... I know the game's not about, like, getting kills, but I want just a mode where it's, like, a first-person shooter where there's no... rollers. I mean, you could use a roller if you want, but the real judging is based on your kill death ratio.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting to change it up. I don't know if that'll come.
Yeah. Well, either way, though, I had a lot of fun with it. I really enjoyed it.
I'm gonna keep playing it.
It was just announced number one in Japan. Wii U.
Really?
For a Wii U game, it topped the charts. It's killing over there.
I never get online and play with people without having a couple Japanese names up in the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Like, it, I wasn't sure when they announced it. I was just kind of like, this is a new thing for them. I don't really know how much this can catch on, but yeah, Japan really loves its aesthetic and all the, I don't know. It really hit it off over there, and I know a lot of people playing it here, you know, so maybe it's doing good, which makes me happy that they have a new IP that's doing great. I hope that proves to Nintendo, oh, hey, we could do some new
invent
series.
Invent some new
now.
Shit.
Yeah, it's not maybe the risk that they thought it was.
New shit!
Yeah. There was a commercial for it that played at the movie theater. I went and saw Love and Mercy today.
Wow.
And there was a commercial before the trailers for Splatoon.
Oh,
at the theater.
Yeah,
and everyone else in the theater was 50 years older than me.
Wow.
Maybe they don't know what Splatoon is. But I thought that was weird.
Yeah,
maybe they loved it.
That's interesting. But anyway.
Maybe they loved it.
But yeah, so that's really all I'm trying to think if I had played anything else, but it was really just
that. Did you like Love and Mercy, Eric?
Yeah, I thought it was great. I recommend it. It was a great movie.
A story about Brian Wilson or all the Beach Boys?
Brian Wilson, but all the Beach Boys are in it. It's Brian Wilson and Mike Love kind of like butting heads at times, and the brothers are there and everything, and why Brian Wilson stayed behind. It jumps back and forth between young Brian Wilson that's Paul Dano and older Brian Wilson.
Oh, it jumps back and forth?
Yeah, it's older Brian Wilson that's played by John Cusack in like the 80s.
Yeah.
And I didn't think John Cusack was going to be good. He's fucking incredible.
Really?
In this movie. Paul Dano's incredible. John Cusack's incredible. This movie should have come out in November and not June.
This
should have been an Oscar. Like,
it's lost in the summer.
Definitely.
You know what's interesting? That I've seen a Beach Boys biopic that was made previous to this.
Well, that was like a TV movie thing, wasn't it?
Was it a TV movie? The dad from Wonder Years was in it as their manager, which was one of
the
dads.
Dad.
Yeah,
Mr. Wilson.
Yeah.
So I've heard this whole story, but this is worth checking out.
Yeah, this was Brian Wilson's story.
Okay.
Like, it was about him and how he was like drugged up in the 80s because he got up to like 300 pounds. He was all fucked up, and then he had a doctor who was his legal guardian and like fucked him up even more.
Oh.
And then it's back bouncing back and forth, like kind of how he got there and how he kind of gets through it and all this stuff.
Is there a part of the movie where he thinks the music to Smile is haunted?
No.
Okay. Is there a Charlie Manson cameo?
No.
They cut out all the interesting parts.
It is very much like I'm Brian Wilson, everything I touched was gold. Like they really, it really kind of focuses there, and I'm like, I don't think everything you touched was gold, but
was it Happy Faces? Was the previous stuff?
Yeah, so it was interesting. I would say check it out.
That's cool. You went to an event in San Diego, a comic book event.
Yeah, I got invited to go to a day before it opened. IDW is a popular comic book publishing company.
Yeah.
And they have businesses down in San Diego in a part of town called, what is that, Liberty Station?
Liberty Station, yeah. It's downtown San Diego.
It's a cool old, is it Naval Barracks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Naval Barracks, and then it was abandoned sometime after probably World War II.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it just sat just rotting. And they've gone in and cleaned up. Some of them are still, like, rotted out, which is cool because you could see the before and after. But they've gone in and refurbed them all and opened them up to businesses and people. Like, there's a really awesome hamburger place called Slater's that we recommend going to down there. But there's all kinds of cool businesses. IDW moved in, and they just put on the lower floor of their offices a permanent installation for Kevin Eastman, the guy who came up with the Ninja Turtles. And it's a cool exhibit with just all the Ninja Turtle comic art on the walls, some stuff from the show, some cell animation. And there's a couple rooms in there. There's an IDW library where they have like all their graphic novels they've printed.
Damn.
But it's open to the public, and I believe it's free. They have a little gift shop out in front.
Cool. That's
and it's cool. Just it's going to be a permanent installation. Their big grand opening was this weekend.
Maybe we should check that out for the podcast.
Yeah. It would be fun. Like, I mean, we grew up watching the Ninja Turtles cartoon, so I was definitely like thrown back into memory lane going.
Oh, I heard of an event coming up that I think we should check out for the podcast. Maybe we won't. Ramona is having Ramona Rib Fest.
What?
Ramona?
What?
Ramona Rib Fest.
We gotta do that!
We live next to a part of San Diego. I think they're their own city called Ramona. They're a little bit removed.
I think we've shit on them before.
From San Diego. And we will shit on them again.
Yep.
Ramona is redneck country. It's like
they have a white power problem up there.
They fucking probably do. Doesn't surprise me. That's Ramona. Anyways, Ramona Rib Fest is coming up. I think it's at the end of June. I think we should pay a visit.
I would eat some ribs.
I'd be down with that. Yeah.
So,
but it's all that's a good idea. But the IDW thing is a good idea too because it's in that area. Whatever we don't get for the podcast there, get the rest of Slater's.
That's why I mentioned it. We gotta go.
I think that's a podcast.
Nah, I don't think that's a good idea.
The podcast.
Yeah, are you feeling meh?
I'm not going to Slater's.
Nah, that's not why I'm there.
Meh, Slater's.
You're feeling meh?
Slater's is always meh at best.
You guys are meme spouting with the meh.
Oh, you just meme spouted, dude.
Did I just meme spout?
Yeah. Sorry to tell you.
Meme spouted for the lols. Oof, meme spouted for the lulz.
What is that face in the chat?
I want to get the close-up.
Who's the blue-haired girl emoticon on Twitch? No.
I don't know, but why would you bring it up? Because now everyone's going to use it.
Can we identify the blue-haired girl, and is she nice?
I need to know immediately who she is and is she nice.
Is she nice? How nice is she?
Like, what's her nice level?
Do you think she'd talk to me?
Is she nice?
Is she that nice?
Do you think she will be at the next MomoCon?
of course the chat is just
nice. I have 5 watches. None of them are fake.
Who can tell me what that's from?
I know exactly what it's from, but I can't think of it right now.
Fucking Apple Watch. The wristband is too small. But I need to know if that girl is nice, because she can have my Apple Watch.
My doctor said I need cold soda. It's
hopefully people caught the cold soda reference in our video with Iga.
A bloodstained video.
Just to remind everybody, classic Yelp review I read of the Grand Californian Hotel was, I hated this place because my doctor said I need cold soda every day, and the sodas weren't cold enough!
Which, this is my...
1 star!
My favorite thought of all time. Really, I laugh endlessly at this. Your doctor prescribed you soda.
What fucking doctor did you talk to?
What doctor on earth gave you that prescription?
We started the fucking podcast with Fuck Coke. I think we need to just let him know.
Coke died with grandma.
Don't drink cold soda. You need to prescribe Kickapoo.
Yeah, if anything, the doctor should be prescribing Kickapoo.
Juice is juice. It's not a soda.
Yeah, it's joy juice. What was I going to say about that? Oh, no, anyway, cold soda. What was before that?
Slater's is meh.
No, it's I like it.
You guys are spouting memes, blue-haired girls.
We're meme spouters. Yeah, we're meme spouters.
We're meme spouting.
Hey, speaking of meme spouting, I wanted to talk about real quick. I saw a new show this week. I watched a new Netflix original series. As soon as I heard the Wachowskis were doing a new Netflix show, I was like, I'm watching it. Sense8 came out on Netflix.
The Wachowskis?
Yes.
Wrote it?
They're writing, directing a series. And that being said, I think they have some help. The premise of the show is that 8 people around the world inexplicably are connected in sensory ways. They'll randomly have each other's thoughts, or they'll get, you know, someone will get startled by something and then it'll cut to another person in another part of the world. Like, what? You know, like having, and it actually creates an interesting way to transition between scenes and things like that, because, you know, it's like someone will say something like, yeah, hey, you know, yeah, fuck this guy, fuck him up, yeah, whatever. And then, you know, that's a scene earlier in the episode. And then a scene way later, it's like an actor in Mexico, and he'll be like, yeah. And you know what I was thinking? I was just thinking, fuck him up. Like, fuck him up. What? Yo, why are you saying that? Anyway, you know, just like these like they have little notes carried from each other. Now, I will say, the Wachowskis are good at sci-fi. So the sci-fi aspect of the show, like, I don't know anything about why that's happening yet, and they're slowly, after a few episodes, starting to eke out little...
So you're interested.
Okay, I'm starting to get a clue here. Very much in the way Lost did, where it didn't really give you sci-fi from the minute it started. Mm-hmm. It started to roll it out. So the sci-fi aspect of it is great. The Wachowskis are out of touch with character, though. Mm. In terms of the people in it... The first two episodes are borderline insufferable because there's so many characters that they're trying to show how progressive they are. Like, look, hey, this show, yeah, look, we got lesbians. You ever heard of that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm ready to just find out what's going on, though. Like you know, it just kind of kept trying to show you, like, it was almost like an episode. You remember that MTV show Undressed?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where it was just ham-fisted, like...
That was the
I've got y'all. You suck my balls.
I
you
know? Remember,
it's like, and it's like, just hey, quit trying to like shock me.
I remember Undressed came out and it was like, whoa, there's like kind of like sexy shit on TV like late at night. Like, what is this? I'm a young teenager with sexual hormones going on. Let's see. Yeah. But it was so over the top, and this is, you don't say that to a girl. That's not what you say at all.
Well, so it, you know, it, anyway, the first couple episodes of the show are. Have a few characters that are really, it's hard to get through. Not even that, just, it's just not really like, what am I getting out of this, whatever. After, but I watched further, and I'm enjoying it, but it's still, it's very corny. But but the sci-fi aspect of it, I'm enjoying.
See, so
that, it is what it is.
Now, I've been told, I like the Wachowski films, and I'd like to see Cloud Atlas, but I've been told by several people, like, just don't bother. Really don't bother.
I wouldn't say don't bother. I really liked it. It's not for everybody, but I liked it.
You might enjoy it. Yeah. I don't think it'd be your favorite movie.
No.
You know, bored on a Saturday.
It was neat.
Did they get the sci-fi right there?
I mean, it's not sci-fi in the sense that... Well, no, there are parts that are fucking Blade Runner in that. Yeah. So, yeah, you just watch it. Okay. I think you'd enjoy it
check
once.
That out. I don't think it's a matter of getting the sci-fi right. It's just if you're into that kind of
stuff,
movie or story.
It jumps between 1,000 different stories.
Okay.
So, you know, some are sci-fi and then some are not, whatever, you know. But anyway, it's just
that,
a matter
there
of...
There was that Hugh Jackman movie... where
The Fountain?
I liked that and everyone else hated it. So,
might have a good shot.
It seemed like, when you describe it, it reminds me of The Fountain.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman has been Wolverine for 17 years.
Jesus Christ.
That boy knows how to sign a contract and make some money.
Think about that.
I can't think of anyone else being Wolverine, though.
When Hugh Jackman retires, no more Wolverine movies.
No.
That's it.
They gotta keep making Wolverine.
You can make it with Vin Diesel.
The kid who takes that mantle up.
Let me just say real quick, to end the Sense8 thing. When I say, hey, we got lesbians, I don't mean like it's weird that there are lesbians in the show.
But
I mean
that.
I mean that it keeps. I hope it came across what I was trying to explain. Did it?
People will take you out of context.
Not that anybody's. Yeah. I'm just trying to articulate.
You hate everybody. No, we get it.
But it just kind of kept going out of its way to show like edgy stuff.
Shocking.
And it's like, no, just the story's good. Keep going. Just keep going. We don't need to keep stopping. I don't know. Anyway.
What do I think of Fast 7, Eric? It was stupid as hell.
What?
I couldn't believe it.
I heard it was really good for Doctor.
That's the thing. People, I actually listened to the hype. I let the hype die down, but then in the recesses of my brain, I remember, hey, a lot of people said Fast 7 was like pretty good, and I checked it out. Yeah. And after like 20 minutes, it was the most melodramatic bullshit that had explosions sprinkled in it. Just,
I don't know if... You, what do you mean you don't love me with the both of be together? You think American muscle car could drift?
It's just like talking about, yeah, my cars go fast. Yeah.
Family's important.
Family's fucking important. I would kill... It was all this. It's all this bullshit. We're like
one last job.
We're like a bomb goes off, and then everybody gets angry.
You came after my family. Now I'm coming after you.
Yeah. And I'm like... We're 20 minutes into the movie, and this is, he's just talking about...
Jason Statham's the new baddie. Right?
Yeah, it's, I mean...
How's Kurt Russell?
You fight me, I fight you. I didn't even get to Kurt Russell being in it.
He's in it? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Kurt Russell.
I saw it in a theater, like...
Honestly, can I say...
Surround sound?
I saw maybe like the first 40 minutes of it. I'll probably go back and finish it if I am bored. You know, just to see how the shit all wraps up. But for me, the highlight was The Rock. Doing the rock bottom.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's
so big in that movie. He's so big of a human being in that fucking movie.
Of all the explosions and car races, the rock bottom is the coolest part. So there you go.
The Rock was the most unbelievable part of that movie because he dwarfs any real life character. It's like they wouldn't let you be in the police if you looked like that. You're like a fucking monster.
You don't have time to be in the police. You probably work out 8 hours
a
day.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He just got a star on the Walk of Fame, and it's like, he's all smiles, and he puts like his hands and his feet in and everything.
Yeah.
He's a giant man in a suit who is just towering over these tiny people. You're like, do my concrete shit! Ah!
He's like a warlord. They honestly, the rock bottom is the best thing he has going for him. Put the star right here on his arm and fucking lay it down on the ground yourself. Should have rock bottomed the star into the curb.
So... I saw this movie, and where I kind of agree with you, it's not the best movie. It was... I don't remember much of the plots from previous
ones.
There's
no plots in this movie.
And that's why I could feel confident going into this, just going, all right, I'm going to go see a popcorn movie.
Yeah.
Or whatever people call these summer blockbusters these days. But I went and watched it. The thing that really I brought back from it was how fucking sad. I broke down and shed a single tear for Paul in the theater. And that was the thing I left the movie thinking, like, I can't believe it affected me in this way. Where I actually got teared up and started crying in the theater.
Well, yeah, you realize that this is his legacy.
It is. And like,
you were sad that was his last movie. What a shit note.
But no,
basically,
no, honestly, I knew a lot going into the movie of the details of Paul Walker's death in real life and how it really affected The Rock, and I'd heard interviews from Mr. Johnson where he really, really expressed like how, or not The Rock, I'm sorry, Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
They were really fucking good friends in real life.
Sure.
So seeing like the way they tell the story and these two characters kind of saying goodbye and it mimics what happens in real life, it just fucking got to me.
Dang. Maybe I gotta watch that part, but I didn't. Movie sucks. yeah, so thank you, Eric, for reminding me that I saw part of Fast and Furious 7.
You're very welcome. That's what I'm here for.
We did a little event yesterday, Art Around Adams, Eric and I. You want to mention that at all?
Hell, it's very fun. We did Super Awesome Showdown at Art Around Adams. We did a show, you know, like 5 shows. They're all half hour long, like 2, 4, 5, 6, 7. And me and Derek came up with new names for each one. Adams Avenue Invasion, Anarchy Around Adams, Main Event Mayhem, it was San Diego Self-Destruction, it was just that kind of stuff. It was the pro wrestling thing that we commentate. It was a blast. It was so good.
Yeah, Art Around Adams is like a little street fest in San Diego. San Diego, everything they do is pretty small, so Art Around Adams might be one of the bigger things that goes on here.
Hmm.
And it's just a bunch of bands and like bars open. You can bar hop.
Oh, they, and, had, they had stages set up?
Yeah, they had stages set up all the way down the street. Probably like, how many stages do you say? Five?
Probably.
Five to ten?
Yeah, somewhere between there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And then we were there all day. So it was fun. Yep. And it was really fun. We got backstage passes. So we get to, me and Eric got to go get free booze and food all day with all the cool bands around San Diego.
And the wrestlers. It's,
yeah. Yep. They actually were staying close to the ring. Eric and I would like go break off.
It's because they were so exhausted from wrestling five shows.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Five half-hour matches.
Nuts.
Those guys beat the shit out of themselves to people. It was great.
If you're interested, it will be happening again next year.
Yep.
Check out Art Around Adams, and it was fun.
Yeah,
we did it.
We have another show coming up in July. Super Awesome Showdown is like legitimately one of my favorite things that we get to do. It's just me and Derek going to be kind of jerky commentators calling these superhero matches in a ring with lights and music and loud shit and kids, and it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot. The people show like that it. They put on is really, really cool.
Well, I'm not going to oversell it. You know, people like it. I like doing
it. I think it's one of the most original live shows that I've seen because they mix stuff from video games and kind of like future pop, whatever. Like all this space and this galactic theme put onto a battle grid, you know, and done like wrestling lucha style.
Yeah, I just know that when we describe it to people, I think there's an expectation of what it is, and I want to let them know in real life, lower your expectation. It is fun, but it's not like
it's somewhere between professional wrestling and a camp stage play.
That's a good analogy.
And I feel like we walked that line well, and honestly, me and Derek on commentary, we have a lot of fun, and I think it comes through.
Yeah.
That's it. I love Super Awesome Showdown. Check them out.
Yeah, and Art Around Adams was this past Saturday. Cool event we did. Yep.
Hey, speaking of, a second ago, you brought up video games. It would be wrong for me to not ask thoughts on the Fallout 4
situation. Thank you. Fallout 4 trailer came out. I'm sure everybody has seen it. I haven't talked to you, Eric, about Fallout 4.
Okay.
My opinion on it is Fallout 3, one of my favorite games of all time. Top three favorite games.
Damn.
Floats almost into number one often. Whoa. I really love Fallout 3.
Do you know what just roughly would be in your top three just for comparison?
Fallout 3, Super Smash Bros. Melee, and... God. It's funny when people list video games that they really like because I feel like it always comes with an emotional reason.
Sure.
Because you know you're leaving shit on the table.
What do you mean?
Like, there's so many good games out there that you feel like you're leaving shit on
the
table.
So you have to pick one that kind of just speaks to you emotionally. So for that reason, I always list The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time in my top three. It's a great game, but I had, as a child, so many shared experiences with my friends because we beat that game as a group.
Yeah.
I have very fond memories of it.
That's how some of the Final Fantasies are for me. I know that there are better ones, or even in the series, or other games just in general.
Yeah.
But yeah, that my whole family played those, and then my friends would come over and play that, you know, so I have a
connection. With Smash Brothers, again, so many of my best friends within the last few years got into Smash Brothers that I had so many great memories in a communal sense.
Sure, yeah, exactly.
I think Fallout 3 might be my only, it might be my most favorite game because I played it by myself, and it's still in my top three. I don't have any shared memories of, oh, this reminds me of hanging out with my friends. No, playing Fallout 3 reminds me of when I first played Fallout 3, and it was like, yeah, this game is fucking badass.
Yeah.
Oh, all that being said, wasn't a huge fan of Fallout New Vegas because I felt like it was more of the same.
I see. I played New Vegas first, and then I played Fallout 3, and I love New Vegas way more.
Yeah, so
that's me.
Yeah.
So I think that that game, just the core mechanics of that game have a profound effect on you.
Uh-huh.
And then when you play another one, it's more of the same. Trailer for Fallout 4 looks like more of the same.
Yeah.
It looks like an HD re-release of Fallout 3. That's what it looks like. Of course I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
No way I'm not playing it.
I honestly, I really don't have much to say about it other than I'm going to play it when it comes out. And I really think it's going to come out this year. I think if they go into E3 and they don't say it's coming out this year, I think that's a misstep. Because they didn't have to show it.
Yeah. Let's get... Actually, that's a good...
That's true.
Good segue. Let's get into it. E3 predictions. That's Eric's E3 prediction.
That's my
Fallout's
prediction.
Fallout this year. You're saying Christmas. Like, by Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying by Christmas, definitely. Yeah.
I'm going to go on record. Mark my words.
No.
Hate me now. Respect me later. That's right. Last Guardian.
I'm with you.
Last Guardian is happening at E3.
I'm with him there.
Sony keynote. Get ready. You're going to see some shit. You're going to see some serious
for
shit.
For real? People have been asking me about E3. What are you excited to see at E3?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
What is going to be at E3? Seriously, we are going in blind.
The only thing I want to see at E3 is under so much fucking turmoil. Metal Gear Solid and Konami is... Is Konami gonna show up to E3 if they're pulling out of the games industry or focusing on mobile?
Well, I guess they aren't, but they...
But do you bring a booth to show mobile games at E3? I don't know what Konami's gonna have for us.
Yeah.
Other than that, my prediction is gonna be hopefully something with Metal Gear Solid.
Well, it's not really a prediction.
I think that might be the safest.
I know, but I want to see. No, I want to see a new demo, or not a new demo, but a new. They do these teaser trailers every E3. I want to see another cinematic. Use a fucking Depeche Mode song this time, Kojima. What are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing?
We've got Mike Oldenfield.
Someone said there's things leaking out. Reporters,
really?
Some reporters have played it and were sworn to not talk about it. But I was hearing they've licensed so much 80s music that they said you'll be sneaking into camps and you'll hear like Pet Shop Boys coming through the thing and like.
Well, he's a nut for that genre of music, that post-punk stuff. Yeah. Like Kojima really fucking listens to that in his real life.
Yeah. There was one song that someone confirmed like they heard in it, but I can't remember what it was. I thought it was Pet Shop Boys, but maybe I don't remember.
It was.
OMD? Enola Gay?
No.
Oh.
Try again.
Annie Lennox? Is it the Preacher Man?
It was Easy Living by Uriah Heep.
Nice.
That's what it was.
Nice.
So,
yeah. It's like the number one hit.
Nice.
Eric, do you have any E3 predictions?
Nope. Nothing I can say on the podcast. Without looking stupid.
Spoiler.
So there
you know something?
No,
I don't know anything.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like an E3 prediction you knew, but you weren't under...
Here's my E3 prediction. Uriah Heep is going to make a live performance
on the Rock Band stage.
Rockstar booth, yeah.
Oh, I wonder if Rock Band 4 will be playable there. I didn't even think about
that.
It has to be.
That's what I want to see at E3. Yeah. Rock Band 4 playable on a stage. Put me in line.
Yes. Put him in line. Hey, put him in line.
I don't need to be cut to the front of the line. I'll
put him in line.
Harmonix, I'll be in the
Half-Life
line.
Half-Life 3!
But you have to get him there.
Half-Life 3!
Yeah. Half-Life 3, Mirror's Edge 3.
Come on, I want to sing to Wolfgang Halen.
Fuck.
The Xbox 2! We'll be at E3.
Aisha Tyler is going to host the Ubisoft keynote again.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like the eighth time.
I love Aisha Tyler. She's cool. Why don't you... Fuck you.
What?
I like her.
Let me finish.
I like her. I don't think she needs to host the thing.
I was about to ask you why you don't like her, and then I stopped that thought and just replaced it with, fuck you. So
I liked her on The Soup.
I did too.
I do like her.
I don't like her on the Ubisoft
stage. The Ubisoft keynotes... I just don't think they're working in the way that they have been.
Nah, it's cool. We'll get to Tobuscus out there and we'll really make it happen.
Oh, that's who... He should be on his own next time.
Yeah.
What's Tobuscus doing?
He's on his own in some fucking boat somewhere.
What's Tobuscus doing?
What's Buttstuckus doing
this year? What's Suckbutticus doing?
Suck Buttickus.
Yes!
Suck Buttickus.
What the fuck
name.
Is Suck Buttickus up to this year?
Yeah. Is he getting subbed or are we donating to his stream or what?
Is he getting subbed or sucked?
Suck Buttickus.
What's Suck Buttickus?
Suck Buttickus.
Why, for real, why don't some of these companies hire you, gents, to be the fucking keynote?
Because
speakers?
We're going to say fucked up shit.
You can't go on stage and say Suck Buttickus.
Yeah, you can't keep us on a leash.
Dude, that'd be hilarious.
We're just going to make the stocks go down.
They got Aisha Tyler on a leash, is what you're saying?
They got her on a Laisha.
Yeah, we're going to say shit like that. Nobody's... You put us on the E3 stage. They ain't even on our level. They can't handle us. The Mega 64 fans get it. Everyone else thinks we're crazy.
People are going to think there's just a couple comedians seizing on
stage. They should bring back... Hey, seriously? The one keynote they did that I still see clips of over and over again. Remember that one year that guy Mr. Caffeine hosted
it? Oh, God.
And it was terrible. But, hey, they still play that all the time. Have him host it again. At this point, it's reached ridiculousness.
Let's get another train wreck going.
Just do it. And get Jamie Kennedy to do Activisions again.
Yeah. Please, Jamie Kennedy.
And have him go, this event is so many virgins. Richard Branson's is going to be here. This side! Got it. Where are my jokes? Oof. That's my impression.
We did it. Where's Jamie Kennedy right
Where's
now?
Where's my jokes?
Where? What's Jamie Kennedy
you, up to? Hey, Neversoft? You guys,
have money.
You get Neversoft. It's weird. You got a hard on all the time.
This side.
Is there not a Starbucks in here? Where are my jokes?
It's getting around.
I like E3 when it's a train wreck. I like the train wreck keynotes.
Well, it gives us great fodder.
Mother fodder.
So there you go. Anyway, we're going to wrap this up, everybody. We're overtime.
How far overtime have we gone?
About 25 minutes.
Whoa.
Is it good?
We went an hour last time, so we got to top that.
Guys, we're getting the light. We've got to wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
I think we've talked about everything. So
I think that's it.
I can do this
everything
for an hour.
Has been discussed.
I finished a game called Never Alone.
Tell me about it.